Hello, it's Chris McLennan from the Catherine Times. Today we're talking about communication companies and how terrible communicators they actually are. I don't think there'd be one single person out there who hasn't had some life-altering experience with Telstra. The robotic voice, the exhortation that your business is important to us and you're progressing up the queue and an hour listening to hold music. Last week it was sort of a plea. I've just come out of therapy from the last couple of hour talk with Telstra trying to convince them that Catherine wasn't a suburb of Darwin and splitting NBN, and it was just a nightmare, and I don't think I'll ever be the same person again. Last week in Catherine there was another fibre optic cable which was accidentally cut, and I'm posing the suggestion that maybe it was no accident. It's the second fibre optic cable which has gone west here in Catherine in the past 6 months, and basically the whole of the NT goes dark as a result for days at a time. And I'm suggesting that perhaps what we've got out there is someone who's just been on hold for Telstra for too long, or IONet, or TPG, or one of these other telcos, which are just terrible people to try and communicate with. This person has just lost his head, and he's running around the bush out with a machete, and any random fibre optic cable he sees, he just lops it in half. But 2 in 6 months seems more than a coincidence, and it must be annoying a lot of people. I look forward to hearing from people, but I hope you enjoy the column this week.